So I started last week and I looked into praise with the what and the who and the who and the when. And I said that Hallel, although not the only word for praise, is translated as praise and seen 165 times in the Tanakh. Hallel is defined as to shine, or to be boastful, or to glorify. Praise in general refers to lifting God up and glorifying Him. It's the joyful recounting of what God has done for us. That's really what praise comes down to. Praise and thanksgiving for what He's done. And they go hand in hand. Thanking God for what He's done and offering appreciation to the one who has done it. He alone is the only one who can do it. Praise is the acknowledging of all the wonderful righteous works and deeds of God. I said that everything that has breath should praise Adonai. And that's kind of a funny thing to say to me, because I think, you know, does that mean that when we run out of breath, that we're going to stop praising God? And the truth is, no. Well, once we're in His eternal presence, we'll be eternally praising Him. So yes, when we praise Him now, but we'll be praising Him for eternity as well. I remember hearing one rabbi say to us, you know, don't get tired of praising Him now, because you're going to be doing a lot of it later on. But while we're here breathing, the right time to praise Adonai is all the time. Regardless of what you're feeling, regardless of what you're going through, regardless of who you think you are or how far you may think you are from Adonai. Because we're told in 2 Samuel 14 that He devised ways to bring us back. And the way that He devised was the blood. It was the blood of animals before, it's the blood of Messiah now. And while we still have breath in our lungs, it's never too late to come back to Him and to start praising and honoring Him. Today I want to look at the why we praise Him and how to praise Him. So as I was reading, preparing to do this message, I read a question that I just want to stretch out just a little bit longer than what the original writer had. Do we praise Adonai because we're told to in Scripture, or because it's good for Him, or because it's good for us? Why do we praise Him? Now, you know, a lot of times when I ask these kind of multiple questions, it's a yes to everything. But this time, it's yes to two things and no to one thing. So, we're told to praise Adonai because it's good for us. But we don't praise Him because it's good for Him, because quite frankly, He's God. He doesn't really need anything from us. Whether we praise Him or not, it doesn't matter. He is going to go on. That's just who He is. However, I can say we would not survive without Him. We would not survive without praising Him truly, fully. The world thinks they can get by without Him. But you know what? They're really fooling themselves. Because what happens when someone in the world gets in trouble and gets out of that trouble? What do they say? Oh, thank God. Right? Internally and instinctively, they know to praise Adonai. They know to thank God for what's going on. Even their flesh wants to thank God. They may not know why, but they express it in their own way. We as believers also internally know that we're to praise and thank Adonai. After all, we're also flesh. But we should know the real reason why we're to praise Him. I believe that we praise Him not to benefit Him, but He created all things to benefit us. And therefore, we're to thank Him and praise Him for that. The fact that He created all things is really an easy answer, though. on why we praise him. So I want to look at a couple of other reasons why we should praise him, what it's all about. First, it helps us to sense Adonai's presence in our lives. Last week I had said that praising him draws us closer to him, and it also helps us to feel his presence. But there are scriptures that tells us that the righteous will be in the presence, but also that they're the ones who are going to be praising him. Let's start with Psalm 140. David, the writer of the psalm, calls out to Adonai for safety and rescue from evil men who are plotting and speaking out against him. It starts by talking about the ones against him, then we'll skip down to David declaring that Adonai will judge and vindicate for the righteous, and finally, that the righteous are the ones who praise him, dwelling in his presence. So Psalm 140, first we're going to read 2 and 4, and then skip down to 13 and 14. Rescue me, Adonai, from the evil man. Protect me from the violent man who devise evil in their hearts. Every day they stir up wars. They sharpen their tongues like a serpent's viper. Viper's venom is under their lips. I know Adonai will vindicate the poor and secure justice for the needy. Surely the righteous ones will praise your name. The upright will dwell in your presence. David knew that those outside his camp, and even some within his camp, were against him and plotting evil against him. But he knew that if he was righteous and kept close to Adonai, he would be protected by the mighty hand of Adonai. The way to maintain a close relationship with Adonai is to keep his instructions. By keeping his instructions, we'll be able to obtain righteousness through him and enter into his presence where we will praise him. So does praising him bring us closer, or are we to be close to him so that we can praise him? Now here's where yes is the answer to both of them. We get close to him by our actions and praise, and our praise and our actions bring us closer to him. So let's look at Psalm 100, verse 4 and 5. And we're going to be doing a lot of psalms again today because that's where a lot of praise comes from. Psalms being a word for praise. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Praise him, bless his name. For Adonai is good, his loving kindness endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Giving thanks is good. It gets us closer to him. But giving praise moves us even closer. Giving thanks gets us to the gate, and praise gets us into the court. Each is a step closer with the heart attitude combined with the acceptance of Messiah Yeshua. It's going to get us closer to his presence, where prayers are heard and lives are changed. So our actions, giving thanks, and praise, all are things that move us closer to his presence. The fact that we are in his presence is more than just knowing he's around, but there are rewards for being in his presence, actually. One of them is that we get answers when we're close to him. Answers and help are from him when we're near him. Psalm 121 is a song of ascents. This was a psalm that was spoken as the priests climbed up the steps to get into the holy place, to get into his presence. Psalm 121, 1 through 3. It's a song of ascents. I will lift up my eyes to the mountain. From where does my help come from? My help comes from Adonai, maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. Your keeper will not slumber. Knowing that we can come into his presence is great. knowing that he is the source of our help and that he never sleeps while watching over us is even greater comfort for us. And it is the source of our strength, and great victories are in him when we're, and great victories are in him and us when we're with him. It's when we're in his presence of Adonai that questions that trouble us get answered. The example is found in Psalm 73. But when I tried to make sense of this, it was troubling in my eyes until I entered the sanctuary of God and perceived their end. Praising him is coming into his presence, just as it was for the psalmist to go into the sanctuary of God. It was there that his words became clear to him, and he was comforted by the presence and instructions of Adonai. When we're faced with things in this world, and yes, even when we read his word and we don't understand it always, and we need clarification, we can go into his presence and he will help make sense of it all for us. Now, another thing that that going to his presence through praise will do is help us to see him. And his ways are bigger than the problems that we face. He is bigger than the problems that we face. When we're afraid or worried, the only thing we see is that thing we're fearing or worried about in front of us. But by praising him and magnifying him, it makes our troubles seem smaller. It also reminds us that we're not alone. Psalm 105, starting in verse 1. Praise Adonai, call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praise to him. Tell about all his wonders. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek Adonai rejoice. Seek Adonai and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember his wonders that he has done, his miracles and the judgment of his mouth. We may not be able to see his face, but we can see the things that he's done for us in the past. We may not be able to see his face, but we can see his hand in our lives and in the many situations that we were in before. By remembering what he's done for us and praising him for them, we are actually reminding ourselves that he is with us, that we are not alone, and that he is, by the Ruach HaKodesh, that Holy Spirit, always with us. Even when we don't see or feel him, he's here. But how do we know that he's here this time? By faith, we know that he's here all the time. Faith is how we move forward. Faith is how we gain the victory. By having faith in him and praising him, it'll release the power of Adonai. There is great power in Adonai, but without faith and without the ability to praise him, is really locked outside of our lives. We don't have access to it without praise, without praising him. But when we begin to praise him, there's a release of power in our lives through the Ruach. If we go back to scripture in 2 Chronicles 20, we see that there were three armies that came out against King Jehoshaphat. And the people were afraid. In fact, Jehoshaphat himself was afraid, and he went before Adonai with the people. And this is what he said. He said, Adonai, God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of all the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can stand against you. Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of the land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of your friend Abraham forever? There were words of praise to Adonai. Yes, there were words that seemed to remind Adonai who he is, but actually they were praising him. And then what they were doing is reminding the people and the king himself who Adonai really is. And when it was time to march out, this is what happened. We read a little later in 2 Chronicles 20, starting in verse 21. After consulting with the people, he appointed singers to Adonai, praising the splendor of his holiness as they went out before the army, saying, "Praise Adonai, for his mercy endures forever." And they began singing and praising Adonai, Adonai set ambushes against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, and they came against Judah, and they were defeated. The singers went first, or in other words, praise went before the army. And Adonai fought the battle and gained the victory for them. The funny thing is, when we hear the words that the appointed singers sang, they weren't words of past wars won, or how mighty Adonai is, and that he wipes out armies before them. They sung words of praising the splendor of his holiness. They sang of his mercies and love. They sang about how good and great Adonai is in their lives. Not about what they needed, not about what they wanted, but what they knew Adonai to be. This is why when we praise and worship Adonai, we sing out of our hearts. It doesn't sound like, "Adonai, grow my bank account and give me the car I need." That's not praising him. No, it's how beautiful you are, how holy you are. You're worthy of praise. We should just be letting the praise of who he is out, not the expectation of what we want from him. Now, this also worked for Shaul in Acts 16. When Shaul and Silas were arrested, this is the account of what happened, starting in Acts 16:22. When the crowd joined in the attack on them, So the chief authorities ripped their clothes off them and commanded them to be beaten with rods. After inflicting many blows on them, that's the rest of it. They threw them into the prison. Must have hit the wrong button. They threw them into prison, ordering the jailer to guard them securely. Having received their charge, they threw them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in stocks. But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a great earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Immediately, all the doors were unlocked and everyone's chains came loose. Now, they were not just thrown into a prison, but they were beaten, then thrown into the inner prison, the darkest place that there could be. They were placed in chains so they couldn't move. We're told that it was about midnight that this all happened, which means to me that they were so beaten and so hurt, so uncomfortable they couldn't sleep. But what were they doing in this beaten and uncomfortable state? They were singing hymns or songs of praise to Adonai. This is when the Ruach stepped in and released them from chains. Just like the Ruach moved on them, so he'll also move on us when we sing praise to Adonai. The next thing that praising him will do is it'll lift our spirits. Look what James instructs us to do and the why. Humble yourself in the sight of Adonai, and he shall lift you up. Praising Adonai will not just move you in the physical, but it'll move you to humble yourself before him, which will allow him to lift up your spirit. Many think that being humbled is being lowered. That's what they consider being humbled is. But when praising on deny, being humbled is being placed just where you need to be. It's that place we need to be in order for him to act for us. They may think it lowers us, but really what it does is it lifts us up. Psalm 103, starting at the beginning of it. It's the Psalm of David. Bless Adonai, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless Adonai, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgives all your iniquities. He heals all your diseases. He redeems you from the life, redeems your life from the pit. He crowns you with loving kindness and compassions. You make known to me the path of life. Abundance of joys are in your presence. Eternal pleasures are at your right hand. I'm sorry, I went through an extra verse there. Hold on to that one. When we praise him, we're lifted, uplifted, and moved by the loving kindness and compassion and chesed of Adonai. It will move us from the place of despair to joy, sickness to health, curses of Satan to blessings of Adonai, which is what we're told in 16, in Psalm 16:11. You make known to me the path of life. Abundance of joys are in your presence, eternal pleasure at your right hand. When we're lifted up, we find the path that he wants us to be on. And the joys that are in his presence and the pleasures that are only at his right hand. These are not the pleasures the world chases after, but the pleasures of Adonai that are not just for now, but for all eternity. Now there's another reason for praise, and this one is what it does and how it brings us into his presence. Psalm 22:4-6. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praise of Adonai, of Israel. In you our fathers put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you, and they were delivered. In you they trusted, and they were not disappointed. He is enthroned on praise. The praises can be word, could be song, but praises will build a throne for him. Why is praise and worship so close to the start of service here at Karen Oren? Many other congregations, it's because praise is where Adonai is enthroned. Don't think that liturgy and the music is just to make us feel good, but it creates a throne so that he can rule and reign over the congregation. If you want a king to come into your house, what do? You create a special place for him. Something that's elevated, something like praise, a place where he's going to be deemed as worthy. And if all that's not enough for you to raise up your voice in praise, then how about taking the example of Yeshua? In Hebrews, we're told that even Yeshua said that he's going to praise Adonai. For both he who sanctifies and those being sanctified are all from one. So he is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will sing praise to you. This is truly an amazing passage to me. What we have here is the writer of Hebrews quoting Yeshua, who's quoting Psalm 22. We're told of the words of Yeshua saying that he will praise Adonai, which should be an example for us. And not just that we praise Adonai, but that we're to do it in the congregation so that your brothers and sisters will hear it, so that we each hear each other. And that when that happens, then they hear what happens when they hear the praise of Adonai. They become lifted up and they become encouraged as well. Your praises have an effect on both you as the speaker and the person who hears your words. When spoken quietly in a conversation between two people, the one who's hurting and the other who's helping, it builds up the one who's hurting. When it's done in a corporate time of praising Him in song, when all are singing, it lifts up the spirits of the whole congregation. When we all enter into praise together, and we all are moved by the actions of the words being sung, you'll hear people say things like, "That was an anointed time of praise and worship." It's the action of the words and the Spirit moving on hearts because of the actions of the words of praise. Do you understand that words can engage actions? We know that they can affect emotions, but times of praise and the things we feel during it are not just emotions. They affect, the effect that they have on us are the actions of the words of praise. Or it's the actions of the Ruach HaKodesh on us because of the words of praise that's going up corporately. Want to feel the presence of the Ruach, who is Adonai, who is Yeshua? Then you need to engage your words. Yes, the words of the songs that were written by someone else that we play and sing to, they have some power, and they'll move the Ruach. They get us in the right direction. But by singing or speaking your own words, your own song, a new song, that only you can come up with will move the Ruach and your spirit. You may say it's embarrassing to sing out loud. The other people aren't singing the same thing. But when you realize that it's pleasing to Adonai, are you really going to say to Him you didn't sing a new song, you didn't praise Him from your own heart because what you thought of that other people were thinking is more important? Is that really what you want to say to Him? The word says to praise. So what should we do? Praise Him. As much as Adonai will be pleased by our praise, as it is with most of the instructions to us, we will gain the most from Him when we do what He tells us to do. Now, there are times that we're to sing all together and, you know, we sing it all in one together as one song. And there are times that we sing our own song. And, of course, God being a God, not being a God of disorganization, there are going to be times that we're not to disrupt what's going on, but to listen and not sing out, like right now. So, how do we praise Him? How do we praise Him? We're to take on a deliberate attitude of thankfulness in situations that we encounter. Philippians 4, starting in verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all people. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the shalom of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Messiah Yeshua. Shaul says to rejoice always. There will always be times when we have to make the choice because we don't feel like rejoicing or praising Him. Choosing to thank God for what we have, regardless of what we face, automatically leads us into praise. When we present our prayers, we're also to praise Him, regardless how the situation looks or how we think the outcome's going to be. We're to praise up, praise, and thank and yes, ask, but with faith that will lead to even more praise for Him. Psalm 9 has some good instructions about how we're to praise Him. Psalm 9, verse 2 and 3. I will praise Adonai with my whole heart. I will tell about all your wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, Elyon. We are to praise Him with all our hearts. Wholeheartedness. We are to praise Him for His wonders. Don't see Him in your life at the moment. That does not mean you stop praising Him. Because the instruction is to tell of His wonders in the world, not just in your life. So if you're not seeing it in your life at the moment, that's okay. Praise Him for the other things. And then you'll see Him moving in your life as well. Prayer and praising Him, it's just a way of talking to Him. It's not supposed to be a made-up way. It's not supposed to be repeating other things you've heard, although that's a good way of starting. It's not supposed to be done in this way because this is the way I hear it done, or these are the words of my scriptures that I read. It's always should be a way that connects you personally to Him personally. And you can only do it if you're doing it the way you are. He wants you as you are. By talking to Him as you are, you're acknowledging Him that He cares about you and who you are. This is a form of praise in that you acknowledge Him above all things and not in a forced way that others would expect from you. Sometimes we may not feel like praising Him, and other times we may be struggling or weary, and we just don't praise Him. Still other times we may feel as if God has let us down, so we decide that He doesn't deserve our praise. Or sometimes it may feel as though He's far away and does not really care about what trouble we're in. The painful blows and losses in life may have sent us spiraling down to a point where we neglect to praise Him. It's at these times that we should recall the words of the writer of Hebrews. Hebrews 13, 15, starting there. Through Yeshua, then, let us continually offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips giving thanks to His name. Do not neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifice, God is well pleased. Praise is sometimes just sacrifice. Sometimes it's easy to open your mouth and pour out the praises that are due Him, but sometimes things just are not going your way. It seems that if you opened your mouth, the only things that would come out are words of disappointment and curses. But we're to praise Him even then. We're to watch our tongue and our words, and we are to sacrifice our feelings, meaning we're to put them to death, put them aside, and replace them with words that show our gratitude and our thanks to the One who's worthy of thanks at all times. This is why Shaul, after giving some instructions on living the life of Messiah, says this in 1 Thessalonians 15:16, rejoice always, pray constantly, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Messiah Yeshua. When instructed to give thanks, it's very clearly stated the time to give thanks and to praise Him. That's when you're going through everything, not just the good and comfortable times. And if it's not just the good and comfortable times, that really only leaves the bad and uncomfortable times, which is praise Him always. Because what we're going through, regardless of how bad it is, doesn't change who he is or what he's doing. You may not understand it, but he's doing something for you. He's still on the throne when we're battling with family and friends. He's still on the throne when we're struggling with finances. And he's still on the throne when we receive bad news from the doctors. He is always on the throne. And therefore, always worthy of praise. These things we're going through could be because of something we did ourselves, poor decisions. It could be something Satan is doing as an attack. It could even be something Adonai's decided to let us go through so that he'll teach us a lesson or correct us for some reason. Regardless of what we're going through, praise will make it easier to get through. This praise can take the form of a few different ways. It could be reading out loud, either a psalm or a piece of scripture that speaks to you and praises his name and character. It could be a song that speaks of his greatness to us. It could be anything that centers us onto his heart. Psalm 69:30. I will praise God's name with a song and magnify him with praise. It will please Adonai better than an ox or a bull with horns and hooves. Our praise, when it centers us back onto him, is what he really wants from us. When we sing praises with the right heart attitude and with knowledge of who he is and that he deserves all praise, then we will praise him more than all the other physical stuff we could do. He was pleased with bulls and the sacrifice of bulls and rams. What he wasn't pleased with was the hard attitude that they were doing it with back then. Didn't mean that he no longer wanted sacrifices. And even today, it doesn't mean that he no longer wants sacrifices. It just means he wants them done with the right hard attitude. If that was not the case, then the blood of Messiah would mean nothing for us. Because that's just a sacrifice. He wants the sacrifice. He wants the blood to help us to get to him. That is the only way to get to him. The concept or idea of sinless for sinful is the same. The need for blood is the same. Therefore, there's no real change in the sacrifice from temple times to now. Just as the priest needed to perform the sacrifices with praise, with a correct heart attitude, so we must accept the sacrifice that Yeshua made for us with praise as well. So we will praise him here and at all times. Amen. Father, we thank you that we can lift your name up in praise, that you alone are worthy of it all. So in those times that our hearts hurt, we will lift your name up in praise. In those times that we're being joyful, we will lift your name up in praise. In all things, we will praise you, for you are worthy at all times. We just thank you for that which you've done for us in the past, done for us, doing for us in the present, and will do for us in the future. We just thank you and praise you for all of it, for you are the only one worthy of praise in all things. And everyone says, amen and amen.